Blog Talk Radio.
Seems like all I could see was the struggle.
Broken.
Hello, thank you everybody for joining me on tonight. I am Prophetess Stacy, and this is Prolific Fire. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the time to join me on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing unto you on tonight. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you sit me down, Lord God, and that you stand up mightily in me tonight, Lord God. Speak through me, Lord God. Deliver through me, Lord God. Bless and encourage and strengthen through me, Lord God, on tonight, God. Touch your people, God. Deliver your people in the name of Jesus. Amen. The foundational text for tonight comes from John chapter 20, verses 11 through 16, and Mark chapter 16, verse 9. And I will be reading from the Amplified Bible. John 20, verses 11 through 16. But Mary remained standing outside the tomb, sobbing. As she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She told them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." On saying this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not recognize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you crying so? For whom are you looking?" Supposing that it was a gardener, she replied, "Sir, if you carried him away from here, tell me where you have put him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." Turning around, she said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher or master. Mark 16, verse 9. Now Jesus, having risen from death early on the first day of the week, appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had driven out seven demons. Now Jesus, having risen from death early on the first day of the week, appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had driven out seven demons. The title of tonight's message is Seven Times the Lord Delivered. The title of tonight's message is Seven Times the Lord Delivered. Jesus had driven out seven demons from Mary Magdalene, seven demons that had her bound, unable to function freely, trapped inside the walls of her own soul, trapped inside the walls of her mind, will, and emotions. Mary Magdalene was now delivered. Mary Magdalene was now delivered. Mary Magdalene was now able to function freely on her own. As she stood looking into the tomb, Mary expressed her concern, her love and respect for the Savior, the one who had delivered her. She expressed her love, her respect, and concern for the Savior, the one who had delivered her. She was able to function, able to think clearly, stand, wait, cry, able to articulate her concern, her love, her grief, her pain. She was able to function. She was able to function. Able to think clearly, stand, to wait, to cry, to articulate her feelings. She was able to function. A former demon-possessed woman was now able to function. A former demon-possessed woman was now able to function. She was now able to function. Only those of us who have been bound by something. I'm talking to somebody tonight. Only those of us, myself included, who have been bound by something, know how precious being able to function on your own really is. She was able to function on her own. Somebody tonight, you're a former drug addict, a former alcoholic, a former sex addict, a former cutter, etc. And you know how it feels to be bound. You know how it feels to function, but not really be functioning at all. You know how it feels to function, but not really be functioning at all. Unrecognizable to family and friends. Unrecognizable to family and friends. Your personality bound to your addiction. Your personality bound to your addiction. Demon possessed by something far stronger than yourself. But God, somebody on tonight, right where you are, say, but God, he gave you another chance. Make that thing personal on tonight. But God, he gave me another chance. Thank you, Lord, for giving me another chance. Thank you, Lord, for giving us another chance. And you being present here tonight, able to think clearly, really listen and receive this message, serves as a sign of hope. You being able to tune in, to call in, to be online and receive this message and to listen clearly in your own mind, in your own right mind, serves as a sign for those who are still bound, still demon-possessed. Mary Magdalene in the text tonight serves as a sign of hope for all those still bound. If she could get free, if I could get free, so can that one in your family that is still bound. There's hope for that family member that is still bound. If Mary Magdalene could get free, if I could get free, there's hope for that family member that is still bound, that one that is still in prison, etc. Deliverance is still available for that one whose situation looks impossible. Deliverance is still available for that one whose situation looks impossible. Psalms 3 and 8, NIV. Deliverance comes from the Lord. Psalms 3 and 8, NIV. Deliverance comes from the Lord. Job 33 and 28, NIV. Elihu speaking. He said, God has delivered me from going down to the pit, and I shall live to enjoy the light of life. He said, God has delivered me from going down to the pit. And many of us feel like that, that God delivered us from going down to the pit. And I shall live. Look at him declaring. He said, I shall live to enjoy the light of life. Deliverance is possible. In the text, Mary Magdalene was not only able to see her surroundings clearly, she was not only able to see her surroundings clearly, she was able to see angels as well. The text says two angels were there, one at the head and the other at the foot of where the body of Jesus had lain. I pray tonight that an angel be at the head of your loved one, protecting their mind from further bondage. I pray tonight that an angel be at the head of your loved one, protecting their mind from further bondage. I pray that an angel also be at their foot, guarding their every footstep. The enemy will not entrap them any further. The enemy will not entrap them any further or entice them to continue down his dangerous, destructive path. I pray that the Lord would cause them to dip seven times, to keep going down and getting up, to keep going down and getting up, to keep going down and getting up until they are clean delivered. Do not be afraid when you see them falling. Do not be afraid when you see them falling and struggling to get back up on their feet. That's for somebody on tonight because that's what you're facing. You're looking at your loved one and they're struggling. One minute they're up, the next minute they're down. It's like a seesaw in their life. They keep going up and down. But God says, do not be afraid when you see them falling and struggling to get back up on their feet over and over again. Instead, stay prayerful. Stay prayerful. The Lord is at work. Deliverance is a process. Deliverance is a process. Seven times the Lord delivered. He drove seven demons out of Mary Magdalene, which lets us know that he will not stop at 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, or 6, but he will go the distance. Somebody on tonight, God will go the distance with your loved one. He will not give up on them. He will not quit. He didn't quit on you, and he will not quit on them. He will go the distance, whatever that distance may be. To break forth your deliverance, to break forth their deliverance. A word for somebody concerning your loved one. The Lord isn't slow about keeping his promises, as some people think he is. In fact, God is patient because he wants everyone to turn from sin and not one to be lost. God wants everybody to turn from sin and not one to be lost. 2 Peter 3 and 9 from the Contemporary English Version. God is being patient with your loved one. God is being patient with your loved one, just as patient as he was with you. Just as patient as he was with you. Your deliverance didn't happen overnight. Be honest. I can be honest and tell you that my deliverance didn't happen overnight. Your deliverance didn't happen overnight, but it happened. That's the main thing. That's the important thing, but it happened. Be patient with your loved one. Don't be over anxious with them, fussing at them, getting upset with them. Be patient with your loved one, just as patient as God was with you. Be patient with your loved one because they are where you used to be, because they are where you used to be. You too were distant from God, deep-seated in sin, bound by multiple issues. You too were distant from God, deep-seated in sin, bound by multiple issues. Remember, Romans 5 and 6 from the New Century Version says, when we were unable to help ourselves at the right time, Christ died for us, although we were living against God. When we were unable to help ourselves, that's what the text says. When we were unable to help ourselves at the right time, Christ died for us, although we were living against God. There was a time when you were unable to function, vulnerable to the schemes of Satan, but God. There was a time, just like Mary Magdalene in the text, where you were vulnerable to the schemes of Satan, but God. You were Mary Magdalene. I was Mary Magdalene. 7 times the Lord delivered. Layer after layer of unrecognizable stuff. Layers of stuff caused by one bad decision after another. If you be honest with yourself, you can look back and just remember all the bad decisions that you used to make. Layer after layer of unrecognizable stuff. Layers of stuff caused by one bad decision after another. Layers of a curse. Layers of addiction, attitude, and emotional issues. The Lord dug deep. Thank you, Lord, for digging deep. The Lord dug deep and kept on digging, pursuing us until we got clean and were free, able to function on our own without any codependency. No bottle, no pills, no razors, no pornography, no expensive items cluttering our space and killing our credit. No cigarettes, no drugs of any kind, just freedom. Somebody ought to say hallelujah for freedom on tonight, just freedom. Somebody right now, you are Mary Magdalene. You can't experience life for hiding from life. You can't experience life for hiding from life. In a bottle, in pills, through cutting yourself with a razor, a shopping addiction, drugs, pornography, etc. But I came tonight to let you know you are still a work in progress. Beloved, you are still a work in progress. The Lord will not quit on you. The Lord will not quit on you. Though many have quit on you, abandoned you, the Lord will keep cleaning you up until you are able to function on your own. Though you feel like you've made your bed in hell, and of course, the old saying goes, you made your bed, now lie in it. Still, the Bible says of God, David speaking, if I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. Psalms 139 and 8, King James Version. God loves you so much. Listen to this. God loves you so much that he's willing to bed down with you, even in hellish conditions, even in the worst of life's circumstances. God loves you so much that he's willing to bed down with you, even in hellish conditions, even in the worst of life circumstances. You don't have to be afraid. Somebody on tonight, you do not have to be afraid. And I want to say to everybody listening on the sound of my voice, if this message is not for you now, and if it don't remind you of your past, I'm quite sure there's somebody in your family that needs this message. So do me a favor, get this message to them. By any means necessary, you can always come back to blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire and let them listen to it. Or if you're following me on Facebook or Twitter, they can listen to it. Or go to the website, prolificfireministry.com. Just want to throw that in there because somebody needs this word. It may not be you, but somebody needs this word. You don't have to be afraid. That person, that relative or friend that's always telling you about the Lord has been sent into your life to help you. Somebody listen on tonight. You don't have to be afraid. That person, that relative or friend that's always telling you about the Lord has been sent into your life to help you. Not to force something on you, not to criticize your journey or laugh at your weakness, but to help you receive the deliverance of the Lord. Remember I said in Psalms 3:8 that deliverance comes from the Lord. They are there to help you receive the deliverance of the Lord. God wants to help. Isaiah 41:10 from the Amplified, God says, "Fear not. There is nothing to fear, for I am with you. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you and retain you with my victorious right hand of righteousness and justice." In this scripture, God identifies himself as your God. In this scripture, God identifies himself as your God. You are not alone in this. Somebody, you are not alone in this. God is on your side. He does not agree with your lifestyle and longs to see you do better, but still, he is on your side, in your corner. Therefore, there is nothing to be afraid of. I remember when I was first getting delivered from so many bondages, strongholds, I was literally terrified of the new people and their behavior. Terrified of letting go and changing, terrified of liking the change and losing friends. But you know what I discovered? I discovered the hard way that I would rather lose friends than lose me. I would rather lose friends than to lose me. But love, don't lose yourself all because you're afraid of opening up. Do not lose yourself because you're afraid of opening up. Deliverance is a process. Well worth the journey. Deliverance is a process. Well worth the journey. It will be worth it just for your loved one. Somebody, it will be worth it just for your loved one to see you free, functioning and feeling something other than a high, other than a buzz, other than a rush, something other than anger and or sadness. Wouldn't that be nice for your loved one, somebody, for them to see you totally delivered, no longer codependent on a substance or a subject. They would be able to see you free, functioning, and feeling something other than a high or a buzz, etc. In tonight's text, Mary Magdalene was standing at the tomb weeping, crying. She was in touch with her feelings, aware of her surroundings. She knew what an empty tomb seemed to imply. Why? Because she was no longer empty and hiding. She was no longer empty and hiding. She was fully alert and fully aware of what was going on. She was, in other words, she was present in the moment. She wasn't hiding behind anything. She was right there, and she could feel, and she was alert, and she knew what was going on. Glory to God. It's a blessing to be able to function on your own and not be drug-induced or chemically imbalanced or anything, just to be free. And that's my prayer tonight, that somebody will get free behind this message. She knew what an empty tomb would imply. Why? Because she was no longer empty and hiding, but she was full of life and free, able to function on her own. All because the Lord took the necessary time to drive out seven demonic spirits out of her. Anything the Lord drives out of you, he drives out of your life. Anything the Lord drives out of you, he drives out of your life. He took the necessary time. He took his time and touched her not once, twice, or three times, but seven times the Lord delivered. May he get the opportunity to deliver your life from the gates of hell, from depression, from bondage, from self-destruction. Right now, this is a salvation call. If you desire to be saved in right standing with God, repeat after me. Father God, I want to know this Jesus and feel something other than emptiness, other than drug-induced happiness. that fails to last. Help me, a sinner. Help me. Just help me. In Jesus' name, amen. So be it. Now let's pray this message out. Father God, deliver me. I want to live life. I want to be present in life. I want to experience life and be able to handle the ups and downs. I want to function on my own, codependent on no subject or substance. Erase the fear of change. Help me accept help from those around me. I want to open up, but it's been so long. I don't know how. Help me, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you once again, everybody, for joining me on tonight at this time. If there's anybody on the phone desiring specific prayer, press 1, and I will be glad to pray with you. Press 1, and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. As I said earlier, if this message wasn't for you, be sure to tell somebody about it and pass this message on to them. If throughout the week you desire prayer or private consultation, you can always call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. Visit the ministry's website, prolificfireministry.com, prolificfireministry.com. Follow me on Twitter at prolificfire, on Periscope at Prolific Fire, like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. The songs played tonight via Blog Talk Radio were Redeemed by Big Daddy Weave and Clean by Natalie Grant. Join us next Monday when Prophetess Pate will be bringing forth the Word of God, In God We Trust. That's the title of her message, In God We Trust. Until next week, I love you all. Have a blessed night. Good night.